The following is Desiderata by Billy Meyer. For an explanation of the unfamiliar term Wesen, please go to the end of the file. Desiderata. Think highly of freedom, for it is a right and a value of every human being and all other life forms. Think highly of love, for it is the essence of creation, of human beings, and of life. Think highly of peace, for it is the assurance of all good unfolding and free evolution. Think highly of harmony, for therein lies the equalizedness of thinking, feeling, action, and all things. Do not allow yourself to be incited by the din and burden and bustle of daily living, but remain always equanimous under all circumstances of life. Seek calmness, peace, love, and freedom. All are values that are found in harmony. Seek quietness for a time every day, for it gives you recovery and contemplation. Practice getting along well with all human beings, without forsaking yourself in the process, and always remain within the limits of your ability. Always think highly of your fellow human beings as human beings, however they may be. Even the worst among them is a creation of creation, hence, like you, a human being. State your truths freely, clearly, calmly, and openly, for only through them does a picture of reality arise which calls things as they are. Also allow other human beings to give their opinions, for they have the same right as you. Therefore, also listen to others, to the bright and intellectual ones, and also to those who think inadequately, wrongly, or do not think, to the simple-minded and the unknowing ones, for they too have opinions and something to say or to tell. But avoid aggressive, boisterous, and obstinate persons, so as not to become embroiled in their senseless disputes, for such human beings insult one's consciousness, humaneness, and education, and yet, at the same time, do not forget that they too are Wesen of creation, to whom you, as a human being, must show appropriate respect, even though their thoughts, feelings, deeds, and actions are not acceptable. Should you see comparisons between yourself and others, you will inevitably recognize that others are either greater or lesser than you in certain things, which, however, is no reason for you to feel superior or inferior to others. Therefore, do not become vain or arrogant or bitter or ashamed, for there will always be human beings who are greater or lesser than you in terms of education, morality, character, and so forth. Never shy away from enjoying all that you have honestly worked out and achieved. Enjoy it as much as you enjoy your positive plans and their realization. Always be mindful of continuing your education in every conceivable thing and in your personal and consciousness-related evolution. To that end, always be modestly interested in your own progress, but only in righteousness, because progress is the human being's really positive possession in the course of time. Approach both your work and your business with consideration and circumspection. For good work is worthy of a good reward, and considerate, circumspect, and honest business pays positively in the long run, even when it has to be operated in a world of guilefulness. When you achieve positive, good successes, do not on account of that let your eyes become blinded and your ears deafened to all that which exists in virtues. But also be attentive to the ways of the human beings with whom you are associated, because very many strive for high ideals and never reach their fulfillment. Everywhere life appears filled with heroism, but when one sees through it, only anxiety shrouded in haze appears, as well as an individual's urge to be greater than he or she truly is. Therefore, do not pay attention to these things, such that you would like to imitate them. Rather, recognize yourself in truthly form in order to positively realize yourself in yourself. And remain thus in all your personality. Do not feign affection for any human being if you do not perceive any impulsations of that kind for him or her in a fine spiritual form. Make no pretense to your fellow human beings that does not correspond to the truth, for honesty is a recommendation which, together with knowledge, is undeniably the way to wisdom. Never be cynical with regard to an honest love, for it gives you the certainty of coexisting in everything, in both the spiritual and the physical. And love is the actual nature of creation, permanent for primordial eternality and all great times, beyond every conceivable hardship and disappointment. Love is the actual foundation stone and the true drive for life, out of which forms the striving for the higher and the highest. Love does not come to an end in its permanence and pulsates in the everlasting rhythm of creational harmony. Give up every negative thing of your life with decency and let yourself be advised through self-cognition in regard to your self-realization. Gladly accept all that which your positive knowledge and equalized wisdom advise you, and maintain discipline over your thoughts and feelings, as well as your entire consciousness, so that you are girded in all situations and do not lose heart even in a sudden misfortune. Always practice faithfulness and uprightness, and never make yourself unhappy over unrighteous things or things that you imagine. Keep yourself free from fear and anxieties, which very often arise from loneliness, mental tiredness, and idleness. Loneliness, mental tiredness, and idleness are enemies of progress. Seek, therefore, the company of those who are knowledgeable and wise, for they will teach you to stimulate and use your thoughts and to be active in a progressive form. Always practice a healthy self-discipline in a controlled form, but always be kind to yourself, for you are an individual, independent personality who requires not only the kind attention of those around you, but also from yourself. You are a creation of creation, of the universe, indeed no less than your fellow human beings, the trees, plants, all animal species and kinds, or the celestial bodies in the unending vastness of universal space. You have the right to be alive and to be on this world, regardless of who and what you may be, irrespective of whether or not you comprehend that the universe unfolds such as creation, the universal consciousness, intends it. Nothing unfolds without creation's love, not unless it should, and it unfolds within the framework of the creation-given laws and recommendations. For this reason, accept that you too live only because you should, and because it is thus determined for you through the primordially, eternally lasting plan of creation. Live, therefore, in freedom, love, peace, and harmony among those like yourself and with all of creation's creatures. Live also in peace, love, freedom, and harmony with creation, regardless of what you may take creation to be. Live also in peace, love, freedom, and harmony with yourself, your psyche, and your personality, whatever you're doing, thinking, feeling, reflecting, and striving throughout the confusion of daily life may be. Never stop doing this, regardless of all the hustle, drudgery, disappointments, broken dreams, negations, and tears, because regardless of everything, the world and life are beautiful and worth living for. A vesam is an independently existing life form with its own individuality and personality in an impulse, instinct, or conscious consciousness form that is specifically directed towards all possibilities of evolution, and with its own physical, psychical, relating to the psyche, conscious, part conscious, unconscious, impulse or instinct related development forms, human being, animal, creature, and plants.